Ladies and gentlemen, a true bombshell tonight, and it's not the fact that rationing has started going into effect here in the United States, although that would independently be worth talking about because we expect food shortages in the near future, and this would be a way of getting people used to the idea that sometimes shelves just go empty. That isn't what we need to talk about. What is the fact that I believe I've uncovered evidence that this entire thing is a planned operation that's actually well documented by now, but more concerningly, that the plan is for it to escalate much further than it is right now, and for there to be multiple quarantine centers across the state of California, and in fact that those centers have already been established and manned with medical personnel. They're waiting now for this crisis. It just hasn't yet been announced. Let's take a look at all that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer channel. And during a major psychological operation, there are sometimes brief windows where we can see the truth shining through the illusion that is being cast by the wizards, the powers that be. Think Building 7 falling, even as the person on the BBC said that it had fallen a long time ago. When the script doesn't quite match up to reality and our experience, we know there's something going on, the glitch in the matrix. And right now, this is one of those, I believe. King County in Seattle's county, where, again, it's a tie-in, coronavirus, the crown, the King County. But they've announced today that they are purchasing a motel to try and get the situation out of in control there, to act as a makeshift isolation ward, a pseudo-quarantine center for their outbreak there. The question, though, is that they've really been emphasizing in their text, in their press release, in their press conferences, they keep underscoring that these resources are for homeless people. And you can read from Reuters here, Seattle health area officials are establishing temporary quarantine housing for mildly ill homeless patients. It's an interesting way of putting it. But as recently, though, as December, we had seen that Seattle already had trailers set up and that were just waiting there. Why are homeless shelters sitting vacant after millions of dollars were spent by King County to purchase these facilities? And then they were just sitting unused while homeless people were still on the streets. So this has been something that was being questioned because it didn't make sense to have these resources just sitting there waiting for some event, some different need than the one that they were apparently purchased for, the homeless? No, it doesn't make sense. And yet the same thing is happening right now in Los Angeles from the LA Times. Housing units are sitting empty while the homeless languish on the streets. What are they waiting for? What's going on here? This is today, March 2nd, 2020. The effort is part of Governor Newsom's executive order, wherein he sent both trailers to house those homeless people, but also medical tents to Los Angeles County in order to house the homeless. And it wasn't just LA. As I said, this was Newsom's executive order N2320, and it creates these special designated areas across the state of California. And when I say across, I mean everywhere, not just in urban areas. They are as far north as right up next to the border, thank you, Oregon, right over here on 80 towards Reno in Truckee. It doesn't make sense to have, I mean, there's no reason to put midway up to Redding a new FEMA camp. And yet that's exactly what this executive order that Governor Newsom signed very recently in December, I think, to establish all of these places across the state of California, straight down into San Diego, right on the border. Not just in urban areas, although certainly there too. I'll leave a link to that map so you can check out where those centers are and to all of these things below. But as the headlines are reading here, FEMA trailers are being distributed to house homeless people throughout California. Here's the text of that executive order, N2320. It's set up, whereas California is facing a severe housing crisis and its housing is unaffordable, it's set up, it's all languaged about homelessness and giving facilities to these homeless people suddenly very urgent. It's suddenly just a top emergency to take care of these people. Never has been in the past. And not only was that executive order rolled out very recently, but the deadlines on it are incredibly urgent. Look at this. Point three, to rapidly increase housing options, the following actions shall occur by no later than January 31st, 2020. And it's taking an inventory, checking in with the county governments and making sure we can get these things set up. The deadlines were extremely aggressive here, and they all were well in advance of now, of this present crisis, where suddenly we're needing quarantine centers to be set up. Suddenly. They are, as I said, in the middle of the cities as well. Concord, this is in East Bay, east of San Francisco. This is Oakland, where they point out that Newsom's identifying vacant lots, fairgrounds, armories, and other state buildings. Caltrans, the state transportation authority. These are the sorts of things that are being repurposed or straight up commandeered to turn into temporary emergency homeless shelters. State-owned properties available for emergency homeless housing. And take a look around. Here's from Oakland, getting FEMA trailers plus state funds. This is January 16th. Folks, all of these things are happening right now in the last 6 to 8 weeks. All of these centers are being created before the crisis, before the virus even landed in the United States. This agenda was already rolling forward. Do you see how this is a window into the fact that this is a planned event? This is a script that we're watching, planned in advance. Here's San Jose. They're describing it there as a tiny home community for the homeless. Boy, what word, what newspeak we experience. It's linguistic manipulation, weaponized language. Trailers intended for homeless housing arrive in Sonoma County as well. And in Santa Rosa, Governor Newsom is setting up a nice greenway site for homeless shelters. Governor Newsom pledging emergency trailers in Riverside County. You can see just the altruism, the philanthropy of this governor taking the state funds and putting it to use in San Diego and, of course, in Sacramento as well. 24 cabins to shelter homeless youth have been set up. It sounds so good. We're from the government. We're here to help you. The scariest words in the English language. Now, people have been fighting back, both because there's a NIMBY, not in my backyard, factor to that, but also because a lot of the state is, you know, incompetent always. The state can never solve any problem. So even in this case where they're trying to set up these emergency quarantine centers, for instance, the one in Truckee was like the building had been demolished long ago and the state resources just hadn't been updated. But nonetheless, those deadlines, like I said, were very aggressive. So what that means is the state has already in these last few weeks put out feelers and then found out which of these locations they can actually use now for emergency centers. This is all rolling out very quickly by design. It's not just in California. We saw this happening in Seattle, in King County, where they're buying a motel as an emergency homeless shelter. We're seeing here in Portland, February 24th, 2020, a bipartisan effort is underway in Salem to pass an emergency bill that will declare state housing emergency for the homeless people. In Austin, Texas, the governor of the state, Abbott, has just set aside state-owned land. Are you seeing the pattern here in Austin for homeless camps? They will be renting it for $1 a month to a local organization there that will take charge of creating that homeless shelter. So I haven't checked other states. I've certainly seen New York City talking about the homeless emergency there. And there are other efforts in Arizona, I saw, to create emergency shelters for homeless. It's fascinating that suddenly, as we begin 2020, there are all these emergency homeless shelters being constructed. Never in the past has this been anything more than a few words here or there, maybe some campaign promises. But now, while the rest of the world is building quarantines, while the medical martial law is going live, suddenly we care about homeless people and we're standing up emergency shelters. This is nonsense. And these shelters are quarantine centers. And the plan is that this outbreak is going to continue and that people like you and me will be sent to these centers. Except not you and me, because we're ready for this. We understand that this is happening, don't we? Now, I firmly believe all of that. All of that is just true. We just saw this listed in the media. And I firmly believe those to be pretty solid conclusions. But I will be careful in articulating now that we're stepping into, from those conclusions, now into some high-octane speculation. But I think it's still pretty well-founded, unfortunately, because you probably remember, not long ago, we heard about the United Nations program ID 2020, and the name takes on a new significance now. Because whereas in December, when this went pretty viral, we heard about the homeless guy in Austin who was getting his hair cut, and he was talking about how they were chipping people and they could wave their new RFID chip to buy things. They didn't have to mess with cash anymore. Well, ID 2020, which is a program by the UN to leverage immunization as an opportunity to inject a digital RFID chip into people, a digital identity. And you can read down here, they had partnered with the city of Austin and several other partners. I'll just read. The city of Austin, ID 2020, and several other partners are working together with homeless people to develop a blockchain-enabled digital identity platform called MyPass to, get this, empower homeless people with their own identity data. Now, the fact that they were trialing this program in December in Austin, Texas, injecting, again, homeless people, there's this key concept that keeps this tying things together with a chip that will uniquely identify them, is pretty astounding. And we know that they've been open from the Rockefellers. Everyone's been very open that everybody wants in the globalist plan people to get chipped. Even the media has told us you will get chipped eventually. Just like they said, fake meat is coming, whether you like it or not. Lab grown meat. This is one of their open agendas. And so as they stand up these quarantine centers across the country and talk about helping the homeless, we should be extremely suspicious. And that ties into the cashless society agenda. All of these agendas, 21, Agenda 2030, all of these things are being pushed forward rapidly right now. The forced vaccinations, apparently the digital RFID chip, and the quarantine centers being established. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are rolling forward quickly. And whereas 2 years ago, I put out this video, peak food. The crop losses have gone global, the food prices are rising, and you need to start growing your own food. And then last year, on 2019, I said the crop losses have continued. It's now almost a certainty we're going to see an economic collapse in 2020. And sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in 2020, in the first 3 months, global medical martial law being rolled out, quarantine centers being established across the United States. We need to get prepared. We need to start growing our own food. And if you need, look no further than China, where due to the quarantine that's going on right now, crops are rotting in the fields. Poultry have been going hungry. Millions of chickens have been starving because they can't get their animal feed to them. And if the situation is going to come to the United States, then we absolutely are going to be encountering food shortages in the very near future. It's also the case because, of course, China's entire manufacturing has been shut down. Their industry isn't moving. And then the global shipping remains offline. So 1 in 4 container ships that were supposed to roll into the port of LA this month aren't there. We're not getting the supplies that we need to keep our own crops growing, our own industries rolling, our own production moving forward. So we're looking at a difficult ride here, folks. And I'd love to come away with a rosy conclusion than that. But I think the data points are pretty damning. What do you think? I think we should all be growing our own food. And if we want to grow food, we got to grow good soil. That's been known forever. And if we want to grow good soil, it's actually pretty simple. We just need to follow 4 quick rules. And these rules are being followed by Gabe Brown, who runs a regenerative grazing operation in North Dakota, where it's pretty cold, and as far as California, the Singing Frogs Farm, same 4 principles, drastically different environments, great success in both places. So this is going to work for you, no matter what kind of soil you have, no matter what kind of climate you're in. And those 4 principles to make your soil awesome all revolve around this second one. Get plants in that soil. Start growing something, because the plant is the mechanism that draws down sunlight in photosynthesis and then feeds through exudates your soil microbiome. That's the key. Having that plant turn sun energy into energy for the soil is how you feed the soil. The rest of this is just keeping that energy in there. Keep it covered so that the energy stays in there. Don't disturb it so your life has a place to live. And then use biodiversity so that there's all sorts of plants pulling down all sorts of great things and feeding your soil. That's the core about growing good food. is to feed your soil. And I really wanted to emphasize those principles here rather than just talk about how our food system is collapsing. This is how you and I stand up our own food production and feed our families and our communities in the days ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, please find my work directly on iceagefarmer.com and support this broadcast if you value what I do, because it's been demonetized completely. So you can support via patreon.com/iceagefarmer. Spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. In the days ahead, we are going to see these quarantine centers established, and they will be staffed. They're already there. The funds have already been allocated for months now. And that hole in the script and the fact that you and I can now see this coming because all of the facilities have already been there is a pretty big tell that this is an agenda. It's a psyop being perpetrated right now. So please spread the word. And let's go grow food and build great things. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.